from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
All right. Where were we? Oh, how about this, Paul? City Limits has put on his journalist hat here. He has breaking news, according to anonymous sources, at least one. What do you got there, Limitless Wonder?
I'm hearing that Jared Jones is starting to ramp up his rehab and is expected to throw a bullpen this weekend.
How about that noise?
There you go. That's what we call news.
That's big, City Limits. So when can we expect him back then? Are you going to pull an Andrew Destin?
It might potentially take a while. I thought that Zeiss was going to pull this on me when I said that.
Source with the question marks. Immediate block. Right?
Source.
How about August 14th? Does that sound about right for him?
I wouldn't call it great.
I will say August 14th.
50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Jeep Dodge, Route 19, Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. What's Cooking, brought to you by your local GEICO rep, Tim Hester.
Thank you, Mr. Hester.
Very kindly. All right, let's get to Narduzzi. I like it when he talks because it's always news. He's at Media Day. What did he say?
Pittsburgh, we embrace rivalries, okay? We'd love to play Penn State if they would play us. If they won't play us, we'd love to play West Virginia as many times as we can play them. You know, 2 years ago, we got them at home. They got us last year. They're coming back. Our kids couldn't be more excited. They got an idea, really, after 2 years, what a real rivalry game is. I think you need to lose a rivalry game to understand what it means to you. I think you have to lose one to know, okay, I don't ever want to lose a rivalry game again. And I think that's kind of what we go into this game with.
So the beginning of that was interesting. Do you think that Pitt is still making overtures there, Paul? Would you like to see Penn State and Pitt play? Do you think it'll ever happen again in our lifetimes?
No.
No?
No. Put it this way. I think it would take a different coach at Penn State. And I don't know that Franklin's going anywhere anytime soon. So I think as long as James Franklin is the coach at Penn State, that I don't think they will play Pitt. I mean, how old is Franklin? He's not that old, is he? He's like 50, maybe.
That's right. It's another Paul Buzz. Paul will now silently research statistics 52. During our live radio show.
Yes. He's fit. That was pretty funny. He's 52 years old.
We've been waiting the whole show for that.
All right. Well, there you go. Yeah, I gave it to you.
The timing was impeccable there.
52
Absolutely
years old.
Impeccable. Paul, do you like our new drop? We worked hard on this when you were gone. Play it for him again just so we can hear the whole thing.
That's right. It's another Paul Buzz. Paul will now silently research statistics during our live radio show.
That's funny. I like that.
That's so good.
I love that. What did you say now? How old's Franklin? Paul?
I was saying that basically say Franklin stays there the next 8 to 10 years. New guy comes in, even if he wants to set something up, it probably wouldn't be for like 5 or 6 years, you know, from the time he gets there because of the way scheduling goes.
Can't they?
I just don't see it.
I mean, Penn State has West Virginia, Bowling Green, and Kent State. Then in 25, they have Nevada, Villanova, and I can't read this, I think FIU, and then Marshall, Temple, and Buffalo. No offense to your Temple Owls, but do they have to play Temple? Do they have to play Buffalo? And then they play Syracuse twice. Can't that just be Pitt? Well, why can't they play Pitt? Here's the thing I always say.
I would like to see them play. I shouldn't say never in my lifetime.
No,
in the next 15 to 20 years.
Do you want to see it, and should it happen?
It should happen every year, but college football's stupid. It's stupid. I mean, we're talking about Pitt and West Virginia are not in the same league, but Pitt and Cal and Stanford are in the same league.
I know.
Pitt and West Virginia are not in the same league, but West Virginia's in the same league as Arizona and Arizona State. Arizona and Arizona State are not in the same league as USC and UCLA, but they're in the same league as, you know, pick any other team across, you know, Cincinnati.
The whole thing's stupid. But the bottom line is, if Penn State wanted it to happen, it would happen. And I always say, from the Penn State side, I think people don't realize how many Penn State alums, especially, obviously, in Western Pennsylvania, of which there are thousands upon thousands, want this to happen. They love this game.
As someone that is receiving their master's from Penn State, I want this thing to happen more than any other game that can happen on the Penn State schedule and the Pitt schedule.
It's fun. I've said this. My stepson went to Penn State, loved it, and they loved the renewal of the Pitt rivalry. It's a big deal and a lot of fun for them, too. It's more fun to play Pitt for people at Penn State, like the students and the alumni, than it is to play Nevada, FIU, Villanova, Marshall, Buffalo, Temple, Syracuse, or Delaware.
It's good for both sides.
It is, Paul. It just is. It's a great, fun game for the state.
They should play.
I think the politicians in this state should make them play. God knows they do stupider things every year, spend their time on. How about focusing on this for 2 seconds? If you want any more money from the state, then play.
Especially because we've gotten to the point where college football is being run more and more like the NFL by the day. And games like this, I mean, make it a designated rivalry, like what Major League Baseball does with the Pirates and the Tigers, whatever, as the American League rival. Do the same thing out of different conferences with the ACC and the Big Ten in terms of a football game once a year. Even if you add one more game a year and play 13.
Do you feel like the Penn State mentality, Paul, is we have nothing to gain by this and everything to lose?
Yeah, it's that arrogance. You know, that again, we talked about last week, that should not exist, but does. But that's their view of, you know, the whole. And you know what? Here's the thing. Here's why I don't cry a river for Pitt. Because Pitt basketball does the same thing to Duquesne.
Pitt football has done previously the same thing to West Virginia.
Right.
Now they're starting to play again.
Because, and you know why?
Because no Penn State.
Because they didn't have Penn State on their schedule. I remember when, I think it was Peterson said, "Oh well, you know, we want to play. We don't need to play West Virginia. Our rivals are Penn State and Notre Dame." Well, Notre Dame is now part of a scheduling alliance with the ACC, so you know Pitt only gets to play them every so often. And the flip side of that is Penn State won't play Pitt, so they had to play West Virginia. But look, Pitt does the same thing to Duquesne in basketball.
Yes, they do,
and it's ridiculous. Like,
it's ridiculous.
There's not a
disservice to fans
exactly.
From all parties.
So that's why I don't cry a river for Pitt fans when they don't get their way and don't get to play against Penn State. You know what? You do the same thing to Duquesne. Everybody is okay with it when their school does it, but they're not okay with it when other schools do it.
Right.
And now the way that college football is so screwed up, that's the other part of it. I mean, aren't the Big Ten and aren't they eventually going to have to go to the whole 9 conference game model?
Yeah, I was wondering about that. How many conference games are they going to have to play?
So if they play 9, there's just not really You know, at that, if they go to 9, then there's zero chance that Pitt will be back on the schedule. The one thing that Franklin had floated a few years ago, which I think is absolutely absurd, okay, is he said, well, maybe we could play him like at a neutral site game in like D.C. or in you know, what are you talking about? You're really going to take Pitt, Penn State off of either of their campuses? Are you that arrogant that you think, you know what I'm saying? That, oh, well, yeah, we're going to play a game in Miami because, you know, we want to recruit down there, so we're going to bring Penn State down there, and we need an opponent, so if Pitt wants us. Why would Pitt agree to that? It's like, no, no, no. If we're going to play you, we're going to play you either at your place or at our place.
Well, let's spark this up tomorrow. We have to run. Paul, this was a good reunion. We have a lot planned tomorrow.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.